for the morning to your teeth. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious too. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say something to the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on the porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now. Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for getting again the time that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Oh, he's my way and up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Lord, oh, yeah. Raise up eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise up.
Things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world, waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, now.
Thank
Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this soldier phone. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Oh, he's my way end of today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know, I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know, I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's what I want to say this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I want to make God thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your kindness. God, thank you for your spirit of understanding. God, I need to write the lyrics to a song myself that you always come through. I don't care what it is. You always come through. So let me say two things. One, the seminar that I'm going to do will have to be, it's going to be 2 days. It's going to be June the 11th and June the 12th. June the 11th is going to be spiritual understanding. I'll give y'all the, when I put the website up, I'll give y'all the info. But then June the 12th, witchcraft. it's understanding. I don't quite have a name, but it's going to be like witchcraft, magic, witchcraft, magic, and something else from A to Z. Understanding it, overpowering it, that. But I'm gonna do it from a historical up to now, and I'm gonna cover all of it in one day, prayerfully. So June the 11th and the 12th, but the 12th is all witchcraft, over throwing witchcraft. All right. The other thing I'm so happy about and so thankful to God is because of what happened, I'm having to upgrade all the literature in the ministry. And so I knew I was going to have to do it because what you see now is a homemade conglomeration of 30 years. But in my heart, I wanted something fresh and clean. And I had a few ideas. But my ideas rest on the spirit of excellence. So there's no way I thought I could afford what I really wanted to do. Brothers and sisters, When you remain faithful to God, God will remain faithful to you. I had no idea. I called one person in the ministry, and they said, I got the perfect person for you, Dr. Erica. Now, you know, I hear that a lot. I've been involved. I have experienced a lot of disappointment in that area. So I'm desperate. And I know God is moving because the angel's still here, y'all. And the angel's still opening up my understanding. So I get a text and they say, we're going to call you at such and such a time. I said, what? And then earlier to that, God had told me to do something. I made that call. It was perfect. Perfect. So I said, In 10 minutes, I was on the call with a graphic designer that works for movie stars. Yep. I mean, not just entertainers, athletes, singers, all kind of what they say on their website, celebrities. And so, and then to top it off, he's a man of God and a prophet. I said, what? And I talked to him. I just laid it on the line. I just laid my whole heart out there to him. He said, yeah, we can do that. I said, I beg your pardon. He said, we can do that. Now, the person that had made the connection was on the line, too, with me. And I was so thankful. I was so thankful to God. And so then he said, well, just text me, and I'll text you my price list. And I know, I said, okay, I don't care to myself. I said, God, you did this. This is going to happen. And so the person that made a three-way call, and I said, well, will you text them my number? And then he said, yeah, and I'll text you their number too. I was talking to the CEO of the company, and he said, I'm going to assign one of my staff members to help you, and then I'll get back with you once you pick out everything you want. And I said, okay. But let me tell you what God did. God, after I explained to the man of God everything, I know this is not the man of God's price list. He sent me a price list with everything I could afford. It was even cheaper than the budget that I had put together. You think I'm not thankful this morning? I got a right to be thankful. I don't know how much he charged those celebrities and those stars, but I know this. It could not be, no way, near the price list that was sent to me. I'm so happy. Now, let me tell you what. This is an indication that God loves me. It's got to be whatever indication you need to think about this morning. I want you to think about how much God loves you. Oh, but I didn't even tell you the good part. So remember now, I'm talking to somebody. I had seen some of their work because I had been sent a part of their portfolio. And I mean, the work is, well, that's why they are a graphic designer to celebrities. And so then when I got off the phone, the headliner that made the hookup said, oh, yeah, Erica, Dr. Erica, do you know where the company is located? I said, no, I don't have a clue. I'm thinking with the quality of the work and everything, what was on my mind was Los Angeles, California. He said, no, He said he located in Baltimore, Maryland. Did you hear me? Baltimore, Maryland. He said, well, not exactly in Baltimore, right outside Baltimore. I said, what? Man, you see, sometimes God has to wait until he removes the hindrances, okay? And then when he removes the hindrances, everything. And then I said to the designer, I said, you know, God has called me to go to Baltimore and bring in revival. I said, I got to go. He said, oh, that's wonderful. That's great. I said, I don't know. I said, I got to go to the inner city. I got to go to the ghetto. He said, whatever you need, you got it. Oh, God loves me. What can I say? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing. The summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs. And that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends. For the song that make us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard time, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the time that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that makes us dance on this old dinner floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. I just wanna say, thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Raise up eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Raise up eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the song that made us dance on this old dirt road. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. She's not waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
That's what I want to say this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right, one more time. Oh, well, all right.
Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. Many say, healing not for today. For I know. Every day I see miracles. God does it all. For Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ is my healer. And I know he can heal any man. Jesus Christ is the healer. I know he can heal any man. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust him and believe him, he can heal all your diseases. For Jesus Christ is a healer. And I know he can make you whole. Jeremiah said, he's the bomb in Gilead. He can heal every sin sick soul. Yes, Isaiah said that he was wounded for my transgression. I know he did. If you need healing for your body, just call on the healer he finds. Yes, Jesus Christ is my healer. And I know he can heal every time. Yes, Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust in him and
And sisters, I'm so excited. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on to this message here that the Holy Spirit showed me. God, I'm in Dalton, Georgia. God put it on the heart of somebody in South Texas to call and get me some help in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, oh no, thank you, Holy Spirit. It didn't even go like that. God moved on somebody's heart to help me from up the northern Eastern Shore, close to Canada, favor that extended to South Texas, favor that wound up in right outside Baltimore, Maryland, favor and the answer. There's no constraints with God. None. And he's moving. Listen to me. When you hear this message, it's no way I could have in my natural self come up with this. Listen. Starts off like this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Then I got Moffat's translation puts it this way. To tell prisoners they are free. To tell captives they are released. The opening of the prison is God's figurative way of describing that you've been released from the bondage and the imprisonment of Satan with his sickness, sin, disease, and torment. Everything involved with the prison house of Satan, the door has been kicked open, the gate has been removed by the redemptive act of Jesus. Humanity never was meant to be in the devil's prison house. God made man to walk and talk with him. God had already created spiritual beings, but they were not sufficient for him to fellowship with him. Among these spiritual beings that God had created were archangels. The name of one of those was Lucifer. He was the chief archangel, the one having charge of all the angels. So Lucifer decided that he was going to outrank God. He said, I'm going to ascend my throne above God's throne. You see, Lucifer already sat on the throne as ruler of the angels. One third of the angelic host decided to enter his conspiracy to overthrow God. But God put a stop to it and kicked Lucifer out of heaven, as it was made clear to my understanding by this angel. That's where Satan had his origin. And you can find that story in Ezekiel chapter 28. The two archangels who didn't fall were Gabriel and Michael. And one day God decided, I want beings who will worship me and walk with me because they choose to. So then he created man and made man a free moral agent. He gave man the power of choice. God wants man to serve him. Excuse me. But he is not rubber stamping us to serve him. It is our choice. God walked and talked with man. They communed together. And God showed him all the beauty of his creation. But the enemy Satan arose saying, I could not get my throne above God's, but I'm going to steal God's greatest creation. I'm going to steal his man. Satan entered the Garden of Eden, caused the fall of humanity. And through the fall of man, there came sin, disease, torment, and all the other evils that plague this planet. Our Heavenly Father said, I shall now make a way of escape for my man, this being to whom I have given the freedom of choice. He can choose either good or evil. It will be up to him. You know the scripture. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Galatians 3:13-14. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. God redeemed fallen man. That's when the prison house was opened. That's when the prison door was opened. When Jesus died on that cross, suspended between heaven and earth. Praise God. Jesus became a bridge that we cross when we choose to walk away from the lowly aspects of this world and come into the spiritual heights of God himself. So after I kind of listened to that and typed it up, you know, pretty quick, the angel asked me, he said, Erica, what is the ego? I said, what? He said, how do you define the ego? I said, I never really thought about it. He said, well, get a dictionary. So I picked up the Cambridge dictionary. And I read, the ego is the part of a person's mind that tries to match the hidden desires or wishes of the unconscious mind with the demands of the real world. The angel said, I'm gonna make a quick break. Ego, Erica, is the I, the me, or the self of any person. He said, a person thinking, feeling, willing, and distinguishing itself from the selves of others and objects of his thought. He said, so some people regard the ego as an idea or opinion of themselves. He said, especially the feeling of their own importance and ability. He said, that's what you dealt with Jose. He said, Jose's ego became corrupted. He said, but it was corrupted long before you met him. You see, the ego is one affliction that we all have in common because of our understandable efforts to be bigger, better, smarter, stronger, richer, or more attractive. And because of this, we're shadowed by a sense of weariness and self-doubt. He said, I want you to understand something, that in this warfare that you're wrestling with, ego is not an innocent bystander. I said, okay. He said, the ego will claim to have your best interests at heart, but your ego will put you in a relentless pursuit of attention and power. He said, the ego will undermine the very goals that it sets out to achieve when it becomes defiled. He said, the ego needs help. He said, the ego needs to be healed to a place of bondage. He said, it's a universal phenomenon. He said, it affects all humanity and every human being. He said, sometimes they state the ego as pride, related to me, mine, or me. He helped me understand. Thoughts such as my body, my mind, my intellect, my life, my wealth, my wife, my children. I should obtain happiness. He said, all of that comes from the ego. which represents the eye. He said, now, you remember that stuff you had when you determined that you hated psychology? I said, yeah. All that Sigmund Freud and all that other, all those other people. He said, the Bible does not discuss the ego by name. I say, I know, and that's why we don't even equate it, period. He said, yeah. He said, but the Bible says, and the Bible calls us to die to ourselves that we may live in Christ. He said, the Bible talking about the ego here. Okay. He said, you know the scripture say, I've been crucified with Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It is no longer I. Ego. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, the angel helped me to understand that whenever you read the word flesh in the Bible, it directly refers to the ego. I said, whenever you read the word flesh in the Bible, it refers to the ego. The notion that Christ lives in me does not mean that we cease to be unique individuals or to have a sense of self. However, it emphasizes that we are no longer self-obsessed or prideful, that rather our primary identity has to be founded in the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our lives are lived by his power and for his glory. He said the fact that the word ego, or that the ego is not directly named in the Bible, has left a lot of Christian believers in suffering caused by the hidden ego in their lives. I've opened the doorway and allowed angels of light to work through, allowed familiar spirits to work through, and because they have misapplied their identification, these demons come in and corrupt their egos. They have them identifying themselves with the work they do, with their social status, with the knowledge and education they have, with their physical appearance, with their special abilities. Excuse me. With their relationships, with their personal family history, with their belief systems, and too many times with their political, nationalistic, racial, religious, and other collective identifications. You know what that angel says? None of this is you. He said, none of that's you. That's why I can be so easily corrupted by evil angels, demons, and evil human spirits. He led me to understand what you need to know and observe in yourself is this. Put this in the chat room and write it down. Whenever you feel superior or inferior to anyone, that's the ego in you. Did you get that? I need you to write that in that chat room, about 8 people. Whenever you feel superior or inferior to anyone. That's the ego in you. And when you discern it in another person, you got to deal with it from the proper perspective, because it is dangerous and can be highly controllable, because the ego has, look, the ego has the presence of evil spirits behind negative thoughts. As a result, evil spirits operating will go unnoticed, and ego will turn the situation around for evil spirits to be viewed as the Holy Spirit. I say thank you. He said, but the bad part is, after you find out it's not the Holy Spirit, but evil spirits masquerading through the ego as angels of light. I say, well, how they come in? How they work? He said, they come in when you try to copy the world, when you try to copy unbelievers. He said, that opens your ego to demons and demonic bondage and will open you up to much spiritual defilement. You see, that angel was letting me know, when you can stand up and confidently say you have decided to follow Jesus, it is at that point that your life begins to separate from your ego manipulation, ego bondage, and ego defilement. I said, can you give me a scripture for that one? It said, defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. That'd be Leviticus 18:24. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. This angel let me know. Leviticus 19:31. I think I got that in the right order. Seeking after wizards and agents of darkness. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. The angel says, it's your ego, in most cases, that leads you to go to the agents of darkness for help, any form of help. He said, and then I think, okay, he gave me Leviticus 20:3. He said it was the ego that leads women to abortionists. Knowing my word, say, and I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he had given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. All those who killing babies in the womb are giving their seed unto Molech. He said, but it's the ego, Erica, that's got him doing it. He said, it's the ego of man. It's the ego that's making me serve so many idols today. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ezekiel 20:17. All form of idolatry, the angel said, all form of idolatry generally is initiated through the ego. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. So look it up in Isaiah 59:3. So that ego once it becomes defiled and full of demons. He said that ego uses pollution of the mouth. That I almost laughed at that one. Pollution of the mouth. He said the whole body set on fire, on the fire of hell. And that was scripture. It was James 3 and 6. Any action of the ego conducted which produces death is a direct result of ego defilement. Ego. He went on to give me some more, but I'm going to get over here. I'm going to get over here to this. He said it's the ego. The ego is the chief cause of sexual impurity, particularly incest. He said that ego can cause mutilation of the body. It's the ego through tattoos and piercings and cuttings. He said that ego is causing a lot of people, and I had a conversation about this, so I know that because I had that conversation, God opened this up. He said that ego is causing many people medical defilement, causing them to stuff themselves with poison. He said, if you have to go to the hospital, try to find one run by Christians, believers. He said, the ego. He said, it's the ego that causes pharmakia sorcery to work. He said, it's the ego that causes causes people to bring cursed materials in their house, that defiling the house, therefore defiling the man and the woman. He said the ego, working with angels of light, familiar unclean spirits, initiate invasion of the human body by astral bodies, or he said astral bodies, but you know what that is. Some human beings leave their bodies and enter another person's body. And when they do that, they infiltrate the life of that whole family line. That's what the angels say. He says, sometimes in the middle of this thing, he said, God, in his mercy, opens our eyes in dreams, but we ignore it. Sometimes God show us things metaphorically. He said, and we ignore it. Let me see what I wrote here. When there is defilement in the body, the glory of God cannot fill that life, which causing the person to live the life of a secondhand Christian. Because the presence of God is not able to rest on that life fully because it's dirty. The anointing of God cannot work upon that life, which will cause sickness to be common. Oh, no wonder. Hold on a minute. You'll see why I choked up. When the angel got right here, the angel said, page 41, 42. When Satan or the devil, excuse me, when Satan or the devil is using your own ego against you, witches, wizards, soothsayers, and sorcerers can easily use your ego to cause you to bend your will and make you a spiritual prisoner with witches, wizards, sorcerers, shamans, and their evil controlling and interfering with your soul and your body with or without your permission. You must understand, this is what he was talking to me. You must understand that witchcraft prisoners lose their freedom and liberty to the witch or the wizard, the sorcerers or the soothsayers that are controlling them. Ego witchcraft prisoners have limited choices or options in life. They're also confined to a restricted area or cell block. When witches and evil human spirits make prisoners out of people, the people begin to experience limitations and restrictions in their lives. They become restricted in their movements because of the spiritual shackles and chains around their minds, as well as the bindings on their feet and arms. Ego witchcraft creates spiritual prison walls within their minds and can take the whole body captive, thus causing people to operate below their potentials in life. Those people bound by ego spiritual witchcraft are unable to do what God has destined them to accomplish in life due to the spiritual prison walls and chains. It doesn't matter how hard they work at something, they cannot break through and move forward because of the prison chains and shackles that have been placed on their minds, their hands, their feet, immobilizing and crippling them. I'm going to pray the prayer that God gave me. You see, this got to be broken. And so whenever God is going to break something, he reveals it to a deliverer. And the Lord told me to tell you this too. Some of you have been broken enough now that God can use you. That's why I'm running these revivals, and that's why I'm running this two-day seminar, workshop, whatever you want to call it, for equipping of the saints. So if you want to be free from this, any type of ego, angel of light, you know what your ego is now. Maybe you didn't know before. But God wants to bring you out of that prison house of your own ego. So get your paper towels ready. I was trying to hold it back. Get your paper towels ready. Anoint yourself. Brother Joe, give me some more. Anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. I'm going to anoint my throat too. I want you to anoint your head. I want you to pour some oil. I want you to pour some on, Brother Joe, in the top of my head. In the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Just pour it in the top of my head. Thank you. Anoint your hands. Anoint the back of your neck. I say anoint the back of your neck. Anoint the top of your head. Thank you, God, for deliverance from this. And all transference of spirits from those people you've been around we're totally corrupted. Angel of light, I judge you. The Bible says we will judge angels. I judge you. And Father God, I call for angelic assistance from your holy angels to bind up every angel of light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank you. We bind up that angel, those angels of light that operate through the ego in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We bind up all familiar spirits. We bind up all spirits of bondage that operate through the ego. And in the name of Jesus, I command you, let the ego go. Loose the ego. Loose the ego in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out. Loose the ego. Loose the ego. Loose the ego. Yeah. Loose the ego. All the way back to the Tower of Babel. Go! All the way back, breaking that spirit of Nimrod and the Chaldeans, breaking that spirit of every prince of darkness. Go! Breaking the power of every queen residing and operating through a defiled ego and or an angel of light. Lose your stronghold. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Go! In the name of Jesus, I command every prison door and every prison of ego, witchcraft, angels of light, spiritual bondage of suicide, past or present, that is on assignment, contracted, or holding you captive behind any spiritual, mental, financial bondage. Come out of hiding. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus. I bring the light of Jesus Christ. I bring the light of Jesus Christ. I bring the finished work of the blood of Jesus to expose you right now. And I command and apply the blood of Jesus over every gateway and every portal. And I command you right now, loose that spirit of the unsaved. Loose that spirit of the unsaved. Loose that soul and that body of the saved. And I command all you hidden works of darkness through ego manipulation, domination, and control, come to the light of Jesus. Come to the light of Jesus Christ. You cannot resist. Come to the light of Jesus Christ. And by the holy fire of God, I command you to be consumed and to burn right now, to utter and complete destruction. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I destroy the power of every curse through the ego and every contract that you possessed of agreement by inheritance to be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I command every entrapped soul to be loosed out of the trap of your ego defilement right now. I command you to go bound and in chains to the pit and I sealed the pit by the power of God's own Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and wholeness and balance, godly balance to the ego. I speak restoration. According to Psalm 23:3, God is restoring your soul right now. God is bringing your ego, hallelujah, in alignment with his word and the power of his own Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you loosen and release all of God's children. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you right now that you bring in Holy Ghost restoration and healing as you have already delivered our ego. I thank you that you're healing our ego in the name of Jesus. Receive healing to your ego. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, awaken us. Awaken our ego. Awaken us to your goodness, making us alive even more to you, God. Thank you.
I was dead in my transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood. But God, I am far from being perfect. There are days that I regret. On this battlefield I struggle with the life that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you can't reckon my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rest in mercy, you came to save me. Now I'm alive, but you're strong and mighty. You reached out for me so I could rise. And now I'm breathing in, breathing out.
Thank you. 'cause you can't fight anymore. Everyone says that you're brave, but you don't know what for. All is not lost, hope is not lost, you are not lost, oh no. You find love again, you find love again. No matter what you've seen or done or where you've been, you find love, you find love all over again. All over again. All over again. I won't pretend to know your pain. I know your heart just because I know your name. And I won't say there won't be scars, but I can say you'll never be the same. All is not lost, faith is not lost, you are not lost. Do you believe me? You find love again. You find love again. No matter what you've seen or done or where you've been, you find love, you find love. All over again, all over again, all over again. I know you're weary and you're weak, don't wanna find the words to speak. All you have to do is see, you'll find love again. Today you don't know where to start, but it won't always be this hard. Just when you've let down your guard, you'll find love again. So lift your eyes and lift your head, you're wounded bad but you're not dead. It's every word he ever said, you'll find love again. Right where it's always been, waiting like a long lost friend, waiting there to take you in. You'll find love again. You'll find love again.
Jesus, I bind and rebuke all spirits of revenge, retaliation, lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person to part deliverance, any family member, generational family member. I command you, as you are bound and chained, go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.